thought it was a wind-up to start with, but obviously it's worked out that it's true. And no, I'm honoured in a way that the fans of Blackburn have voted for me to have a bus.
There were four people, four buses for nomination. You come out in the top four, along with a legend like Brian Douglas, Jack Walker and Two Guy. I suppose you last played for the club. It's nearly 25 years ago, Simon, since you left. It's a long time in that process, isn't it?
Jeez, I didn't think I was that old. Coming back at 20 years. No, it is 25 years. Yeah, it is a long time. It just makes me feel good that people still remember me. And that's a nice thing to know, that the people at Blackburn still think about me and I'm thought of in a good way. So I'm proud about it, actually.
You came up today, and when you come back and drive through Blackburn, does it bring the memories flooding back?
It does, but I got lost twice as well. I couldn't find my way around town at all. No, it does. Especially when you get towards the ground. I know the ground's changed a lot since I played here, but, yeah, it's always nice to come back.
And now you are back. You're here to see a game as well this evening. What have you made of Blackburn Rovers so far under the new management?
I think it's been tough for Paul. I think it's good now he's getting his own players in. And I think it'll take a bit of time for them to blend in, but hopefully they can start winning games and pretty quickly, because it's not a nice thing to say, but they are towards the bottom at the moment and need to get some wins. I know they've got a lot of home games coming up and they've got to start winning games at home now, I think.
Speaking to him yesterday, he sort of admitted he can't wait for this season to end and then he can have a summer and have a pre-season and bring the players in that he wants. But there are games to win before then, aren't there?
Well, that's it, because you've got to win the games and make sure you stay in this division. I mean, it's not long ago we were talking about them pushing for the playoffs, but they've had a bit of a bad run. But I think he'll be all right. We'll stay up, definitely. I can see us finishing in the top half still. But you can understand what he's saying, that he wants a pre-season with the players he wants as well, and the way he wants to play. It doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take a bit of time, but he'll get it right.
You're going to see the fans at half-time this evening. How would you describe your relationship with the Blackburn Rovers fans?
I think it's very good. I've always got on with them, and they've always been good to me, really, ever since my career started here. The fans have always been behind me, so I enjoy coming back, and I'm looking forward to going out at half-time tonight.
I know times have changed, but did it help when you could go and have a beer with them afterwards and go and have a chat about the game, which the players of this day and age just can't do anymore?
They can't do it. I mean, if they go and do something like that, they get in trouble. There are always somebody who'll make up a story that they've done something which they haven't done. I mean, I'd have struggled to play nowadays because I wouldn't be able to go out for a beer anywhere. No, it was nice to drink with the fans. I mean, if you won a game or lost a game, you'd listen to the fans and what they had to say about the game, and it was nice to get feedback from them.
In terms of the way everything is with Blackburn Rovers, do you see the Premier League on the horizon or not?
I think it's very tough nowadays. I mean, the way the money's going in the game as well in the Premier League, there's so much money in there now. And even for a smaller club like Blackburn to get back into the Premiership, it's going to be hard to stay in there. But I never give up hope that we'll get back in there. And like you say, it's not going to happen this season, but if you can get a run together next season, then stranger things have happened. And it'd be nice to see him back in there.
What do you make of your bus? We're having a little look at it. Just a single decker for you, Simon. Are you a little bit disappointed it's not a double?
Yeah, I thought it'd been a double decker or an open top, but, you know, it's nice and clean. I like the colours.
Dance floor area, perhaps?
What more can you say about it? It's a nice thing that people have voted for me to have a bus named after me, so I'm quite proud of it.
Can you imagine your friends back home, you live a long way away, knowing that a bus is named after you?
Somehow it leaked out that I was getting a bus named after me. So they're all trying to find a website or anything where you can find a picture of it, and I won't tell them where it is.
Oh, don't worry, we'll put the pictures on Twitter straight away, Simon.
Oh, hopefully they don't do Twitter.
Just finally, do you see a win tonight?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, they need to win. But I can see them winning tonight. Then it's a home game. OK, Hull on Saturday's a tough game. I expect Hull to go up, but Fulham's a team you've got to be beating. And I'm looking for 3 points tonight, yeah.